Hey, Don, did you hear about the new type of supernovas?
Supernovas, Yael? Aren't they exploding stars?
That's right. Supernovas explode with a bright burst of radiation, giving off as much energy in a few days as our sun will give off in its entire lifetime.
And there are different types?
Yes. Scientists have categorized supernovas into two types. Type 1 supernovas develop from dying white dwarf stars. These dwarf stars suck in material from a neighboring star until they reach a critical mass where runaway nuclear fusion begins. The fusion continues until they explode. Type 2 supernovas are born from large old stars. These stars expand until nuclear fusion stops, then collapse into themselves, creating a bright neutron star or black hole at their center.
So what is this new type?
Scientists don't yet have a category for the 6 new supernovas they've discovered. You see, type 1 supernovas contain no hydrogen in their blasts, while type 2 explosions do. These strange objects contain no hydrogen, so you'd think they were type 1. But unlike other type 1 supernovas, they produce more ultraviolet light than expected and are 10 times brighter. They also maintain their brightness for a lot longer than usual, months instead of days.
What do scientists think is happening?
One explanation is that debris from type 1 exploding white dwarf stars might run into a cloud of hydrogen-poor material left behind when the star was younger. The supernova is brighter than normal because this shell of material heats up. Or it could be that a hydrogen-poor type 2 collapsing star gives birth to a highly magnetized neutron star. The magnetic field could supply the energy needed to keep the brightness high for several months.
So these are super supernovas.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.